This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Terror begins again.
And what's up on you hooligans out there? It's another morning of biker news, and do we have a show for you today? Lots going on in the biker world. We got stories on the Mongols, Banditos, and also a free cop today. If y'all already haven't done it, go ahead and subscribe to all our platforms. And don't forget, hooliganbiker.com. You'll get all my crazy thoughts over there as we're talking about everything in the biker scene. Thank you. I appreciate it. Anyway, let's get to our stories for today. Okay, right now we got first on top of the news out of StockDailyDish.com. And this story I cannot confirm because this is the only source I've been able to find this on. But if it's true, what a day in the biker community, let me tell ya. Court says jury cannot strip the Mongols, a biker club, of its trademark logo. As many people know, the Mongols were recalled as a whole club. How that happens, I don't know, because I thought you had to be guilty of a crime, but I'm just guessing. I'll say it a million times, but don't you have to be found guilty of participating in organized crime to be recode? But hey, what do I know, right? Anyway, this was posted by an SDD contributor on November 26. Again, I haven't been able to find any other news, but I will be looking at it. And everybody knows that this is, the original case is where the jury found him guilty, blah, blah, blah. Then the judge didn't want to do it, blah, blah, blah. The prosecutor appealed it, whatever. Anyway, the Los Angeles-based Mongols Motorcycle Club will not be stripped of its trademark logo anytime soon. After a federal judge essentially overruled a jury's decision to deprive the group of its collective symbol. U.S. District Judge David O'Carter in Santa Ana said Thursday the jury ruling violated club members' First Amendment rights to free association and expression and their Eighth Amendment protection against excessive penalties. Oh my God, we got a judge who knows what they're talking about. But how much you want to bet? Just how much you want to bet that the prosecutors are now going to go appeal again? And I wouldn't be surprised if this ended up in the, U.S. Supreme Court, which then we have to worry a little bit because it's a mostly conservative court. And as you know, conservatives are more hard on crime and all that blah, blah, blah than, the judges out west. So you got to wonder. Anyway, he goes on to quote, it is beyond the question that the judgment has a legitimate interest in attacking the economic roots of a criminal organization like the Mongols Nation. Carter wrote in his 51-page ruling, but he said forcing the club to forfeit its rights associated with the symbol the group has used since 1969 is, quote, unjustified and grossly disproportionate. I bet that freaking prosecutor, man, he's like, crapping his pants or something, or he's steamed and he's going up in the corner winking his pecker because that's how mad he is. Anyway, in January, a jury in Ana agreed with federal prosecutors to strip the Mongols of its logo, an image of goateed Genghis Khan-like figure wearing sunglasses and a ponytail riding a chopper. before the club name. Prosecutors that the Mongols are a criminal gang and their logo is central to their outlaw identity, which they wear like armor. And it, you know what? There's also an interesting story on HarleyLittleBirdie.com where an ex-detective of the Strike Force Raptor out in Australia just came out and said, by the government and their positions and laws that they pass, that it's no help to them. Now, you know, they might want to learn this in the United States. Once you take patches and stuff, you do not know what's going on or, you know, any of that. Now, law enforcement, and this has actually been brought up on one of our comments over on YouTube. Well, then the gangs don't know each other. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Everybody knows each other in the lifestyle. Anybody. You know, come on. That's just an excuse to take somebody's rights away. But even in Australia, they're now saying that it's not helping them at all. Which I already knew it wouldn't. Anyway, a month earlier, again, it convicted the leadership, the Mongol Nation, of racketeering and conspiracy charges associated with drug dealing and violent crimes by individual members. Now, again, like I brought up earlier, I don't know how the hell they're going to convict the whole nation of racketeering. Club leaders say their group is not a criminal operation and that any crimes committed were the work of rogue members who had been expelled from the organization. Attorneys for the motorcycle club say the judge's ruling was a case of government overreach. You think? I'm just guessing, but you think? Anyway, quote, it's an attempt at collective guilt, which in the United States ain't legal, by the way, which has never been the law here in this country. Mongol's attorney Joe Yanni said, or Yanni, as quoted by the quote, you don't hold people guilty or punish folks simply because they know people that may be related in some fashion to people who are alleged to have done something wrong. That's like a tongue twister like there, right, man? You know, that's just like when they brought up in that impeachment hearing. I'm not getting political here, but when Jim Jordan went, well, he said, she said, her mother said, you know, it was funny as hell. You have to see that. Anyway, Carter's ruling is spot on, said Marcia Genter, an intellectual property attorney in Washington, D.C. Quote, the judge recognizes that although intangible property may be subject to the seizure of forfeiture, a trademark, particularly a collective membership mark, is a unique type of property tied both to actual use and the goodwill it symbolizes. That just doesn't fit in this particular circumstance with the remedy the government seeks. Now, this was a trademark logo, and we've always talked about how trademark law is a lot different, and right there sums it basically up. Prosecutors have been trying to seize control of the Mongols logo. That was the same year that nearly 80 members were convicted for a series of drug and assault crimes. Now, that is like way back in time, but they just been keep doing and doing. What I think they're doing is they're trying to outspend the Mongols and try to get them to shut down and stuff, but they're all caught up on their fines, so it's just a prosecutor out there to try to show his balls. That's all I think. If you didn't know, the Mongols were founded in 1969 by a group of Latino men and have long and sometimes violent rivalry with other biker clubs such as the Hells Angels. Now, I'm also going to be doing a video about this, about how a lot of these wars and why they're ongoing and started and all that kind of stuff, and maybe some of the reasons behind it, just my opinions. So be on the lookout for that video and that segment here on Motorcycle Madhouse. Anyway, we are going to get into our next story. Is an ex-firefighter linked to Bandito Biker Club fights to get his job back. Now, this is insane. How do you go after a firefighter who is just part of a motorcycle club? Well, down in Texas, as you know, they are crazy. They're local down there. They do not believe in civil rights. You know, I don't know what the hell's going on with law enforcement down there, but I always thought Texas was hardcore, you know, constitution. But since the Waco incident with Twin Peaks, they've been a little out there hot and bothered. injured, and now they get a hard-on every time they see a member of a motorcycle club. They pull them over for the stupidest reasons. Then, you know, they even go and try to take CCW licenses away from legitimate cardholders. That way they can just put a gang enhancement on their record. But that's Texas. But anyway, let's get into this story by Kristen Hoppe out of the Waco Tribune. I love the Waco Tribune, man, because they're always presenting facts. They never give freaking, you know, opinions and stuff. At least not Tommy Witherspoon, man. He did great covering the story with the Banditos and the Cossacks at that the Waco shooting. Anyway, a Waco firefighter who has lost his job and part of his ties to the Banditos Outlaw Motorcycle Club is fighting to be reinstated, saying he was unjustly terminated 4 years ago. Bill Dudley, a 13-year veteran with the Waco Fire Department, 13 freaking years he's been there, and they pull this. You know what? Is it Abel Reyna or something? I don't know. Maybe he's got a lot of butt buddies there in Waco that still want to cause guys that are affiliated with clubs problems. It's not like, you know, you guys had to let go 100 and something people, drop all the cages, all only took one to trial, and you lost that in a mistrial. So, you know, but they got to keep going on. It's like the Democrats going after this president, man. They just never stop. You know what? Stop while you're ahead. That's what I always say. Anyway, he testified in an all-day hearing Tuesday in a third-party arbitration review of his termination in October of 2015. He was arrested during his traffic stop in Tarrant County on the 2015 and charged with unlawful carrying an unconcealed weapon in his truck. Crowley police ran a safety check on Dudley and found that the Texas Department of Public Safety flagged him as a member of the Banditos, which DPS classify as a criminal street gang. Now, how the hell do you do that? You know, I know, because when I was in the clubs, it was always on me, that gang affiliation crap. But how do they just go and, ain't that against the First Amendment? You know, any of the constitutional scholars out there, get your comments into the sections on this, because, you know, this is messed up, man, that the government can just do this. It goes on, the arrests occurred 5 days before a deadly shootout at Twin Peaks in Waco between the Ditos and rival Cossacks Motorcycle Club. Quote, "It is my opinion that they used the Twin Peaks incident to fire me," Dudley said in the hearing. "I believe they used things outside the statute for punishment." You think? "I did not do anything that traffic stop that showed poor morale character. I did everything the officers asked me." You know, see, with Leo, you know, they're supposed to be tight with firefighters, but they'll turn on firefighters in a heartbeat, and this is a freaking, you know, story in and of itself on how, why they do it. Dudley, 37, said he was a former member of the support club for the Banditos and wanted to start a new chapter of the Banditos near his home in Burleson. He said he was considered a Banditos recruit for several months, but he left active membership in the clubs after he was injured in a Fort Worth bar shootout involving Banditos in 2014. His lieutenant, president of the Waco Professional Firefighters Association, Local 478, sat with Dudley in support during Tuesday's hearing. And you know what? If his guys that he's going to put his life in danger with support him, who are these politicians to override that? You know, these politicians do a lot of talking, but they never do a lot of doing. All they want to do, it's just like Eddie Gallagher. You can remember we interviewed his brother, and thank God Trump, he pardoned Gallagher. And the Navy was trying to, you know, have retribution because they didn't like it. And, you know, Eddie's going to keep his trident and get his retirement. Thank God that we had somebody stick up for him. He said he is a friend of Dudley and said he would have no hesitation serving with Dudley on any call for service within the department. The Texas State Association of Firefighters and the Waco Professional Association of Firefighters want to make sure that firefighter Bill Dudley receives all he is entitled to under our civil service rights as firefighters pursuant to the Texas Local Government Code. Well, first they have to have And I'm not talking about the firefighters, because everybody I know is I support them. But the local governments, what kind of code do they have, man? They're just a bunch of politicians out there with their hand out, and they want retribution against this guy. Anyway, the arbiter Thomas Cipolla with the American Arbitration Association oversaw the hearing and heard testimony from city staff, Crowley police, and current Waco firefighters and friends. Oh, you can bet what they said to the cops anyway. The city presented its claims that Dudley was fired for the Crowley arrest, as well as not obeying rules and regulations, being absent from work without good reason, failing to notify the department within 24 hours of his arrest, using poor judgment. You notice how, you know, and it goes on, and I got the link in the show notes for all you guys on this story. But you know when something happens, how they cover their butts, they always say it's a disgruntled employee, or they push all these charges out on them. And if I was him, I'd get, hey, where's my written write-ups and stuff that we had this problem? Did I have counseling in session? Whatever it is, let me know. But no, they always bring this stuff in the news. That way they can control the narrative going out to the civilians. Anyway, let's go into this next one. Oh my God, a Georgia deputy who taught internet safety for, you know, children is arrested on child molestation. Damn. You're right. Damn, man. And this is by Claire Helm. And everybody, and why is it with Leo? What is it, man? They're always arrested for sex crimes. Are you kidding me? Damn, man. You know, what's wrong with you freaks? You know, you can't get any. Oh, wait a second. That's why I know that you guys want to go out there, throw on those three piece, because you got to feel like real men. You know, maybe you might get something then. But, you know, this sexual stuff, Paulding County, Georgia, from WGXA, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation says a Georgia deputy has been charged with child molestation. That's what I say to this guy. But anyway, GBI agents arrested 48-year-old Paulding County Deputy Steve Sorelles on November 25th for two counts of child molestation in violation of oath of office. You think he went against his oath of office? The Paulding County Sheriff's Office asked the GBI to investigate Sorelles on November 14th based on allegations that he had sexual contact with a child. When the investigation was going on, he was a detective assigned to the Juvenile Investigative Division at Paulding County Sheriff's Office. He was immediately put on administrative leave. I say throw him in the back where the parents can just get at his ass. At the beginning of the investigation, was fired upon his arrest. The GBI says Raley's has been booked in the Paulding County Jail. If you guys are in that jail, give him hell, man. Give him hell. A Facebook post shows he had been with the agency since December 2015, and February 28th, he helped teach Internet Safety Day to children at Rockmart Middle School. You know, like I said, man, it seems like every time you hear a Leo getting arrested, it's for either, messing around with a kid or, you know, some sexual type of deal. Like, what is with you freaks? Really? It's bad enough you walk around like you're God Almighty with your badges and stuff, but then you can't even get arrested for, you know, a respectable crime. Let's just put it that way. Now, I can see if you're on the take and stuff, or you're doing this and doing that, because, hey, everybody knows that cops do this stuff. You know, I seen it firsthand, trust me, in the old days. Anyway, but you have to go out and do something like that? Really? What kind of man are you? You know, what kind of man are you? I say let the parents, you know, torture them, man, because that's all they deserve. They don't deserve to live. Not people that mess around with children. Are you kidding me? They're weak individuals, and they ain't even human beings at that point when you gotta mess with a kid. That is just my opinion on the subject. It really is. But I also hope that the bandito down in Texas gets his job back because, you know what, firefighters, you're awesome. And, you know, if the story is true about the Mongo's patch thing, we're going to be looking for more information on that. So I'll let you know when we get it. But hopefully it's good, because that'd be good for the whole scene, because, you know, it just started with the Mongols. It could go and roll downhill, man. But with that, hopefully you guys enjoyed the segment. Let me know what you guys think. Don't forget to visit us over on HarleyLiberty.com for your biker news every morning, as well as HooliganBiker.com to get some of my crazy thoughts. But until then, I'll talk to you later.